Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday the 5th. That's Guy Fawkes Day, 5th of November. And there have been lots of fireworks going off all around us. And I'm recording at 9:52 p.m. and that is Greenwich Mean Time in a little bit wet. Dry at the moment, London. Okay, well, stock markets here. I've talked in recent days about the demand waning a little bit and some supply coming in, moving back into balance. Looks like we'll see some further pause here, some reactions and consolidations. I don't think it's going to be anything too serious. Actually, I think it's just might provide another buying opportunity at slightly lower levels in here before markets move ahead to the upside. More on that in a minute. But first, let's just have a quick look at what's happened here today. Japan was fine, 1% higher on the Nikkei 225. Mainland China was also higher, 1.83% for the Shanghai Composite Index. So that's another good gain on top of yesterday's good gains. Incidentally, it's up over 20%. From its low, I think it was at the, I think it was on the 26th of August. So, technically qualifying as a bull market, and that's interesting. For instance, if you want to make the comparison, because a lot of people are sort of terrified of China, and I understand why. I don't need to go into all the reasons. It's certainly a managed stock market, but you know, is that so bad? They can mess it up, but more often than not, what they're trying to do is to buy steady share prices and achieve steady share prices, and they can do that, whereas I feel a little less comfortable with the high-frequency trading machines roaming around and often counting for 70 to 80% of main Wall Street's volume. Okay. Enough on that point. The H shares were also higher in here today. The other Asia Pacific markets were weaker, with the exception of a tiny gain by Malaysia. And India's soft in here. Down 1.05%. On the Nifty 50, the Sensex down just under 1%. But there's something I mentioned before in these audios, that when China's doing well, India does less well, and vice versa. There are a lot of international investors who want to have a significant stake in what's going on in the Asian Pacific region. And the two big choices, of course, among developing economies at any rate, are between China and also India. So when China, and China is really the key, being the bigger market, bigger economy. So when China is really quite strong, India tends to get overlooked, or people shift some money out of India and into China. Conversely, when China is weak, people concentrate on India, and you'll notice that comparison, and it's worth bearing that in mind. Okay, what's happening elsewhere here? Mixed, just about half the markets in Europe higher versus lower. Here, no big moves overall, although I can tell you that Europe was steadier here in the early trading today, but gave that up. But Germany, for instance, had been quite strong in the early trading, then moved to the minus side, but then closed up nearly 4/10 of a percentage point on the on the day. And other gainers, Switzerland, France, and also the Euro Stock Index. UK index, which has a big commodity weighting, down 3/4 of a percentage point today. Now, Wall Street closed almost unchanged. The indices were actually down a tiny fraction, seesawing a little bit between gains and losses. So, the Dow is only 4 points, 4 points lower. That's almost unchanged. Same with the S&P. Just for perspective here, though, I want to go back to that Wall Street China comparison. Now, the S&P today, on the year, it is 1.99% higher, so almost 2% higher on the year. Now, you compare that with the China Shanghai Composite A shares, they are up 6.5% on the year, and that's in US dollar terms. So, is China all that frightening? Well, it's more volatile, and yeah, I appreciate that it's frightening, but it's not a bad place to be from time to time. Okay, how are some of the key US shares actually doing? One that I would take a look at here right now, if you just hold on a second, bring this up. Apple. Apple is easing back a little bit, but it's just below 121. It has had a good run. Well, it had a very good run last month, and it extended that a little bit into this month, but it looks far less toppy and looks like a recovery candidate, which is a good sign overall. We can say the same thing about the NASDAQ Biotech Index, and then things like Facebook. I mentioned Facebook, put in a chart of Facebook yesterday, but that didn't have the gains that we were seeing following their excellent quarterly results. And Facebook is today, it's at 108.76. That's up $4.82. Dollars. It's a big gain in here today. A little overextended, as I mentioned yesterday. But the big tech companies here, the big modern tech companies, I'm not thinking about IBM or Cisco. But the big modern ones are doing really very well. That includes Microsoft, Google. It's a strong list, very strong list. Okay, now elsewhere, the US dollar index is a little firmer in here today, very close to the 98 level. And that's in the upper third of its range, and it's ch challenging a range that goes back to March, and it's challenging the highs that we saw in July and August within that range. It looks like a lengthy consolidation of gains prior to the next leg upwards, which I suspect will be taking place sometime next year. Hopefully not sooner, although and that's possible. That's possible. The precious metals, my mantra, our mantra here at Fuller Tracy Money is don't pay up for commodities, not least precious metals, and they are clipped in here again today. Gold, for instance. Gold has fallen for 12 out of the last 14 days, and the 2 days when it didn't go down, it was barely higher. So persistent selling, unwinding that move to the upside. But here are the prices across the boards in here. Gold, down $4 at $1,103, almost $1,104. Palladium down nearly $16. These are still trading after hours as I speak, so I'm giving you the latest prices that we've seen. But down nearly $16, that brings it back to 607 and change. A silver 11 cents lower, 1495 and 1494, and platinum down just $3.20 today to 951.60. Industrial metals were also weaker, particularly copper, which is annoying. I've got a little bit of copper in here, but I'm going to have to be patient. That was hit for nearly 7 cents in here today. 6.8 cents brings it back to 225.45. That's not all that far away from its actual lows, and it's oversold, and this was certainly a sharp decline. I'm hoping it was a climactic decline, but if it was a climactic decline, we need to see a good strong bounce back quite soon, tomorrow or on Monday. And grains and beans a little lower in here again today. Let's put the CCI, the Continuous Commodity Index, certainly put that lower for the second consecutive day in here, and falling a little bit more sharply than it moved higher. So you see the whole picture here. I think what we have is we have steadier stock markets, and I think quite an encouraging outlook, because we're getting stimulative monetary conditions for all the major economies. China's got its own version of QE. That's the world's second strongest economy. The U.S. is no longer continuing with the buying of QE, but it certainly hasn't sold anything there. And interest rates are quite low and not going to go up more than a quarter of a point in December. And you've got, that's the strongest economy, of course. And then you've got Japan, which is the third strongest economy. And that's finally beginning to benefit from quantitative easing. The stock market's done well, but it's taken longer, of course, for that to filter through to the economy. Then in the Eurozone, well, it's all down to Mario Draghi here, and he's actually increasing, I believe, his QE. And you've got, of course, Germany in the EU, and that's the fourth strongest global economy. And then there's the UK. No QE here at this time, but again, you've got very, very favorable monetary policy for markets. So what we're actually seeing in the data, it's in fits and starts, but it looks like there's real chance that we can see these economies beginning to firm a little bit more as we go into 2016. And an important point is that the five strongest economies are doing that at the same time, and they won't be alone in that in that strength. So good evidence, I think, overall. And I've got a good article also that I'm posting today on this by Ambrose Evans Pritchard. Okay, and what else to mention here that's topical? I think that's currencies. I mentioned the dollar being a little bit stronger. So what's it up against? Well, the euro slipped a little to 1.0884, and sterling is a little weaker in here, 1.52. That's down 1 and 3 quarter cents here over overall. Looks like the sterling is becoming a little bit more competitive in here once again. And on that note, roll on Friday, and all the very best to all of you.